Hello, I am a composer of music. Though I'd rather you call me an organizer of sound, except that I'm not interested in sound alone, as you can see me talking to you right now. So I'm really telling my lips to talk to you and my eyes to look at you, and in one way, telling your ears to listen to me and your eyes to watch you. But they don't have to think you, and maybe not all of them are anyway. But they are intrinsically and unavoidably juxtaposed and always have been. So what would it matter if I went and sat over in the corner, if there is one? What then do you call me if you can see and hear me, or cannot see but can hear, or see but not hear, or cannot see and cannot hear but do not see or do not hear? Are you even listening to me at all? Is that not theatre, or is it music? Does it depend on which you thought about first? That is, why are you here, and what were you expecting, and have the priorities changed? For that matter, why am I here when I could be over there? The hierarchy has flipped sideways at last. Now there are sounds and sights. So perhaps you should call me an organiser of sounds and sights. Though they are they not really that disconnected, like a mind not present within a body? If that's all the body will ever be, the experiential nebula, the nucleus of all outwardly measurable and categorical science by which we understand ourselves, and is the mind not just this name we give to the capacity which we perceive ourselves to have? To think and ask why are we asking why, the answer to which is surely what priority was given to the first why and how has that shaped our experience? So please listen and look, and tell me what you think, and feel free to ask any questions.